Now verse 10, and there was nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein at Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. And there are two things now that are missing. One is Aaron's rod, and the other is the pot of manna. Both of those were there. The pot of manna, you remember, ordinarily manna would disappear if they didn't gather it. And Aaron's rod, it budded, and all of that rod now has disappeared. Why? Well, because I think, friends, that both of these, the manna, which speaks of Christ as the bread of life, that speaks of his humanity and the fact that he feeds those that are his own, and Aaron's rod that budded speaks of his resurrection. Now, that's been actualized to us today by the historical fact that Jesus died. He was human. It's his humanity. He died, was buried, but he rose again the third day, and that's not human. Aaron's rod that budded. Now, will you notice, as we read on, verse 11, it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course. You see, all of the courses came up for this act of dedication. And we have here that all of the singers and the trumpeters and all of those were there. And there was the blowing of the trumpets and the sounding of the cymbals and the instruments of music. And they praised the Lord, saying, "For he's good, his mercy endureth forever." And the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, we're told.